Hello and welcome to the Feminine Millionaire Show. I'm your host, Polly Alexander. I'm a success coach, intuitive healer, and a passionate creative. And I believe that we all have the power to manifest magic and miracles into our life. If creating success in a spiritual, feminine, and joyful way is your goal, this show is for you. You'll understand how to overcome your past, bring your soul's greatest gifts to the world, and uplevel your income, impact, joy, and happiness. Let's all rise together. Hello and welcome to this solo episode of the Feminine Millionaire Show. At the start of the year, I celebrated my 50th birthday with an epic trip to Colombia. But if the truth be told, I didn't want to commemorate this landmark birthday because it felt like a mismatch. I didn't feel 50. I wasn't excited about turning 50. It felt like a badly fitting suit. One that didn't suit me, one that I didn't want to wear, one that I wasn't ready to wear. 50 wasn't how I feel. 50 probably isn't how I behave. And 50 definitely isn't what I identify with. My life doesn't look like perhaps I once imagined it would at 50. Would I be ready to retire at 60? Absolutely not. My 50th year on this planet was a strange one. Death was all around me at one point. Others, not my own, to be clear. And my psychic's guide said, "You're experiencing your own death." Well, that took some processing. I took a course on death from the wonderful shaman Linda Fitch, and I dove deeper into the topic, and that brought some freedom. Death, it's the one thing that's guaranteed for all of us sooner or later. To be at peace around one's own mortality is possible, and it's a blessing. I was called to be both accepting of this new chapter of my life, hitting 50, and at the same time questioning it, challenging it. Now, staying in the question is one of the hardest things to do when we want an answer, reassurance, a solution, a next step. But instead, we are called to be in the not knowing, in the question, for as long as it takes. And so I stayed with this discomfort. I stayed with the questions. I stayed in the unknown. I was willing to be in the gap between the old and the new. The year between 49 and 50. And I learned to listen, and I learned to ask questions of myself, and to be curious, and to trust that clarity will come, that answers would appear, that a path would form. Great wisdom can come from discomfort, and the willingness to feel the difficult feelings and go to the difficult places. My connection with my body grew deeper, richer. Somatic work allowed me to connect more deeply and to release more deeply. Releasing old ideas, of ways of being, preparing for what is to come. I looked back. 40 flew by without so much as a murmur. I barely noticed the transition from 40 to 50. But one thing was clear. My 40s were my best decade yet. They blew my 20s and 30s out of the water in abundance, adventure, love, success, energy and joy of all kinds. Embedded deep in my cells is the wisdom, the knowledge that the older I get, the better it gets. And this is a truth I live by every day. So I asked myself, how could it get better than this? And I sat with the question. I sat in that gap. I journaled, I daydreamed, I reviewed my life to date, I detoxed, I meditated, I spent time in nature, I reviewed my life to date, I stayed open to new ideas and ways of thinking, I healed, and I spent a lot of time in bed looking out at the sea, and a new wave of possibilities started to build, like a wave beginning far out in the ocean, growing as it comes into the shore. What would make this my best decade yet? Who am I now? Who do I want to be? Who do I choose to be? Now, one of the things I discovered was in human design, I'm a six, their life is divided into three phases. And the third phase begins around age 50. And in this phase, they once again re-emerge, but are coming into their own as the wise role model or mentor to share what they've learned. This hit home. This is what I am being called for. And perhaps you are too. I started discovering things like how I work with the level of energy available now and how I stay energized and grow my energy in this stage of life. I started discovering what's next for me, where my priorities lie for this next chapter of my life. What I'm no longer available for, cue even stronger boundaries. How I feel good in my body as it ages. How I adapt and manage changing hormones and energy levels. How I optimize my physical vessel for vitality and health. And things like, what's the caliber of life partner and standard for relationships that I hold space for? Because the truth is, I might be 50 years old, but most of the time, I don't feel it or often look it. And I put that down to a series of healing and well-being practices and a mindset and beliefs that create youthful vitality, high energy, and the ability to see the future with optimism and excitement. And I'm going to share what that looks like with you in a very special brand new webinar called The Best Is Yet to Come. This is something I am creating for myself, and I invite you, if you are a woman in midlife, to join me on this journey where I will open up behind the scenes of embracing this next chapter of your life. So if you're ready to reframe aging, to get excited about this next chapter of your life, to feel more energized and alive and to optimize your mindset and well-being for energy and excitement and success. This is for you. And this webinar is completely free for the first time. So I invite you to register with the link in the show notes. There will be a limited time replay if you can't make it live. Have a wildly energized and abundant week. I look forward to seeing you soon. Thank you for listening to today's episode of The Feminine Millionaire Show and for being on this journey with me and in my community. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, I'd love a review from you. It really means a lot to me to see your reviews about the show and hear how much you're enjoying it from all around the world. So today's episode is part of my new series, Diving into Aging Gracefully and Reinvention in Midlife and Beyond. I've got some amazing interviews coming up for you. And we kicked off last week with Susanna Ferreres of Umiko Kombucha about starting her kombucha business at 49. If you haven't caught that episode yet, I invite you to go back and listen. And I have some amazing stories of women in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s coming up over the next few months. I'd love you to stay with me, whatever your age, because there's so much wisdom and inspiration coming your way. Have an amazing week. Bye for now.